Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the James Whale Radio Show.
James Whale, the voice of reason on the James Whale Radio Show.
Okay, here we go. Nice to have you with us on our weekly little soiree. Hope your week has been going well. Welcome to all those of you who are joining us for the first time here on the James Whale Radio Show. Nice to have you with us wherever you are, from Timbuktu to Tottenham, from north to south, east to west, those of you who are listening via another planet, because I am led to believe there are people, beings, maybe not people, beings who listen to this program from different galaxies. Now, Don't ask me how I know this, because I can't tell you. I mean, it's the same way that people have beliefs in all sorts of things, you know, whether you happen to be the Pope or Muller or I don't know, the Archbishop of what's it or wherever. We all have beliefs, don't we? And I believe that this program is listened to by beings from other galaxies. And I don't think that that is any more strange than half the belief systems floating around this particular planet. In fact, to be quite honest with you, I think it's a lot less strange, because I'm really prepared for you to have any belief you want, as long as you don't want to go around killing and shooting and burning and, oh, gosh, what is it, all these religious, oh, dear, it depresses me so much. So anyway, you may join us here with any belief you have. So whether you are a Hindu, a Sikh, a Muslim, a Christian, Jedi, whatever you happen to be, you are very welcome to the James Whale Radio Show. Produced and brought to you by Rob, the producer.
Is that my cue?
Well, it'd be quite nice if you just said hello.
Hello, everybody.
And Rob is as daft as he sounds, unfortunately. But look, there is a pot of money that you can claim from the EU for employing people like Rob. So we're quids in, aren't we?
We are now, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Rob's no idea what I'm talking about. So anyway, you all right, Rob?
I'm fine, yes.
Good man, good man. Now, today on the programme, I want to start off by talking about fireworks. That's what I want to start talking about, because I am pig sick of the bloody things. I can't tell you how much fireworks annoy me. First of all, fireworks, as far as we are concerned, are there as a celebration of a failed terrorist attack on the House of Commons. Well, that's all well and good. We used to burn effigies of Guy Fawkes. We used to throw a few potatoes and bake them in the bonfire and let off a few fireworks. All very tasteful, all very British. And then it went flipping pear-shaped, didn't it? Now, and I see that I share these views in the papers recently with Richard Dawkins, who is moaning about it because, quite rightly, it disturbs his dogs. It frightens an enormous amount of people's animals. And on one day a year, maybe a couple of weekends either side of Bonfire Day, November the 5th, I can put up with it. But what I can't put up with is the inane letting off of fireworks all the time. And OK, apparently Diwali is a Hindu Sikh religion. It is a religion, but it's the festival of light, Diwali, isn't it? And they let fireworks off for that. People want to let them off on New Year's Eve. We've got fireworks shops that are on every high street, firework factory shops. Get your fireworks at half price. Last week I was moaning about Tesco's and their severed arms. Well, contrary to opinion, they are still selling. I mean, Tesco's have got a lot of problems, so I'm not going to compound it. But quite frankly, you know, you bring it upon yourselves. Severed hands, severed feet. They're selling them in a store for Halloween. Now, I know quite a lot of people I noticed on Twitter thought, oh, you're a bit of a killjoy. Well, I'm sorry, I don't think I am. There are people who've come back from theatres of war fighting for this country who have lost limbs. And I think the last thing you need to see particularly around about this time of year, as we approach Poppy Day, are severed bits of the human anatomy being sold for a couple of quid in Tesco's or any other supermarket. So quite frankly, I think you're disgusting. And I think if you're the buyer that bought that load of rubbish, you should be ashamed of yourselves. And also, talking about supermarkets, I don't know whether this year they're selling fireworks, but most big stores seem to have a fireworks section as well. What is it about explosives? Now, I've got no problem with organized firework displays where professionals who put together a really nice show, lots of fireworks, music, the whole thing looks great. But, you know, setting off a few explosives, possibly blinding yourself or one of your children and blowing off a limb in your back garden doesn't seem to me to be much of an idea of fun. And some people seem to think it's still funny to throw them around. And, you know, I worry not only about our pets, who have no idea why this is happening, but children, elderly people, people who are just not expecting it. So I have got a real downer on fireworks and the people who want to go and let them off. Because it isn't you. Listen to me, wake up, you. It isn't you and it isn't your neighbours who may well have agreed to it. Because once you let those bloody things off, people all over the place can hear them. And it is one of the more antisocial things that people seem to want to do. So, quite frankly, if I was a politician, and thank goodness for everybody else anyway that I'm not, that would be, well, I don't know. I think it would be more of a benevolent dictator. If I was in charge, then fireworks would be restricted to displays as they are now. And anybody caught letting explosives off would be treated fairly severely. So I'm really feeling angry about this. I have to be honest with you. And I don't know what sort of morons go out and buy them. I'm sure you'll let me know, won't you? You know, just you know the address. All you've got to do is send me an email. Tell me if you're one of those morons, and I'm sure there's some of you listening. Why don't you tell me why you do it? It's very easy. All you've got to do is email jameswellradio@gmail.com. jameswellradio@gmail.com. Bob's your uncle. Bertrude? That's a cross-dresser if ever I heard one. Bertrude. Anyway, I've got that off my chest now, Rob.
Mm.
Well, don't tell me you're going to have a bonfire party for your family, I know.
Nope, not at all. I don't like fireworks whatsoever. Never had any fireworks. I think as a kid,
really?
We had a bonfire, and the last thing we ever did, we never do it again, was throw conkers on it.
Oh, yeah, that makes a lot of noise, doesn't it?
They explode and fly at you.
Yeah, yeah.
So don't
Well,
do
you
that.
Shouldn't have said that.
Oh, yeah, don't do that.
Because, you know, now you've said it.
Mm.
Yeah, we're knackered. All right, Robbo, listen. I've forgotten where we were now. Oh, my mate Tony Fisher, who works on BBC Essex, is always listening on the train, by the way.
To this show?
And he said he'd be absolutely... He's on 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And he said, could Rob say hi to me?
What's his name again?
Tony.
Tony Fisher.
Yeah, Tony Fisher.
Hello, Tony Fisher. How are you?
We should do him a jingle.
Go on, then.
The Tony Fisher Show. Tony Fisher.
Do, 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 do.
Yeah, okay. Actually, think about that. Perhaps I should have some jingles.
You have got jingles.
Yeah, I know. I want some more. Whaley, Whaley. Whaley's on the wireless. What about that?
Right, I shall do something with that for next week.
Yeah. right, okay. There's a little business of this 1.7 billion, which has been in the paper and really is annoying the heck out of lots of people, including a lot of our listeners. So I thought we might talk about that a little bit as well. The other thing is we ought to remind people of course, if you are a new listener, go to our website, jameswellradio.co.uk, and all you can find of our programmes are there. What, 50-odd shows?
This is show 58.
Is it? Oh, nearly 60 shows. Mm. And you can listen to them all again.
Do we get a Rob pension does. In a few weeks' time?
Do we get what?
A pension in a few weeks' time.
Yeah, or a gold watch, or somebody pays to keep us off the air. I'm not sure what.
Okay.
But, and the shop. Don't forget, Christmas is coming. The goose is getting fat. And how does the rest of that go?
I don't know. You said the same thing last week. Surely you've had a whole week to try and get the next line.
No. Christmas is coming. The goose is getting fat.
Something about
don't
a penny in a hat.
Forget to put a penny in that's the it. Old man's hat.
Yeah, that's it. There we go.
Yeah. If you haven't got a penny, a halfpenny will do. If you haven't got a halfpenny, God bless you.
That's quite nice.
Yeah. There we are. That's my Christmas song. So, not only can you get a month free movies for Christmas from our friends at Love Film, you can get an audio book. It could be my own audio book you could download, and you can have that for Christmas. You can also get copies, signed copies, of Almost a Celebrity, A Lifetime of Nighttime, my first 30 years on the radio. Most of the time late at night on the radio and various other things that have happened to me over my lifetime. You could get yourself a signed copy of the book there. You get T-shirts, you get hats, all sorts. Go to jameswellradio.co.uk/shop and shop until you drop. So £1.7 billion we owe the EU. And, the EU has got to be changed. It's got to be reorganized. There's no doubt in my mind that that has to happen. But, of course, apparently the consensus of opinion is, and if you want to hear my interview with Nigel Farage, that's in one of our shows. Go back and have a listen to it. I like Nigel Farage. I think he's a nice bloke. He's a good bloke. He's fun to go and have a drink with, I can tell you. I don't think I agree with quite a lot of the people of UKIP who seem to think that they could do without Europe. Even Nigel Farage won't say that. We need to be in Europe, don't we? We need to be part of the European Union as we are, because they are our nearest neighbours. It makes sense to be part of a coalition like that. And to be quite frank, nationalism, and if we all become nationalistic again, the only way is war. That's what will happen. Don't think it couldn't. It hasn't been that long since Europe was in the throes of war. Recently, Eastern Europe was at war. The Balkans nearly destroyed themselves. And quite frankly, I don't think you'd like it. Most of the Middle East is at war at the moment. There are wars being fought in Africa continually. It is not a very nice situation. And don't think it couldn't come to our doorstep and even to this country. Because it could. It could. I honestly believe it could. And the more I see the nationalist, the more worried I get. I don't think, by the way, we should be allowing people into this country, left, right and centre. I think we ought to be doing something in Calais. We should be doing something to stop the idea that if you come to Britain, you'll get looked after. And what we do is the government actually get tough and they start making the laws so that people don't come here and get an enormous amount of the reality is not as good, perhaps, as people think. But the problem is that there are people living in abject poverty. There are people living in countries that are being destroyed by war who see Britain as a great place to go. And they've got this idea they come here and they get given a house and they get given money. The reality is they don't. They quite often end up going back to the country that they spent an enormous amount of money, time and danger getting away from. We have no idea in this country how many illegal immigrants there are working on the black market. We have no idea. And we don't really know who came to this country for a holiday, who came to this country as a student and then stayed. And the reason we don't know is because even now, after years of talking about this, we don't count the people out of this country. If we counted the people out of this country, then we would know who was here and who wasn't. So let's get rid of all of that, and let's talk about the European Union. Now, the stupid people at the European Union the commissioners, the unelected ones, have come to the idea that we owe 1.7 billion because our economy is doing well. And it's not just us. There are a number of other countries who are doing well, who they've been told, well, you have to pay more because that's written into the rules. France and Germany, a couple of years ago, they had to pay more. This time, they get a rebate, as we got some years ago, because they're not doing very well. The French have already said that this is a ridiculous amount to ask Britain for in this time of economic austerity. But, you know, the government, and this is something that perhaps people aren't aware of, the government knew this bill was coming a long time ago, chose to drop it as a bombshell so that they could make the EU look bad and make it look like David Cameron is standing up to them. I don't think we should be paying this, nor does anybody else, and I don't even think the EU think they're going to get it. What we should be doing is getting more involved in the EU, getting involved to the extent that we help to change it. Some of the undemocratic bureaucracy of the EU, the commissioners and everything else, has to be changed. It has got to be changed. We need to be in there to do it. Your thoughts, of course, jameswellradio@gmail.com, jameswellradio@gmail.com. Some of your thoughts that came in as we put this on Facebook earlier on in the week. Debbie Morgan said the Prime Minister has insisted the payment, which works out at £56 for all of us, was not going to happen. And she says, Debbie, don't be fooled by this. Cameron's choice of words is deliberate. People hear the word not paying bit and think, that's the message. Well, David Cameron actually said, of course, we are not paying it by the, I think it was the 1st of December, and he's probably going to pay it after that. Julie Saunders, Dave says, we're not paying, and he's a proven liar, as we already know, she says, and he is just gutted that it comes near the general election and not going to go down very well. I think, actually, the other is right, to be honest, Julie. I think he's got it there. And he feels he's going to come across as being tough and standing up to Europe, and that's going to do him well in the election. John Tobin, no relation to Tony, I don't think. If you're Eurosceptic nowadays, you're considered to be a barbarian, a racist, a carrier of the Black Death. I don't think I'd go that far, John. Mark Gibbs says, what we think doesn't matter, Jim. He'll pay it. He hasn't got a choice. Martin Cross says, no, we can't afford it. That's the equivalent to you having a massive overdraft with the bank, and I'm continuously asking for money. In the end, I'm going to be told to sod off. Europe is desperate for our money because all the rest of the EU countries are bankrupt or pleading poverty. Rachel says, was this not what Maggie signed up for? Pretty sure it is. And the original idea was Churchill's, just tossing those two facts into the mix. Have fun. Rachel, you're right, and I don't know what the point you're making is. Are you suggesting, perhaps, Rachel, that we'd be better off not being part of the European Union? If we really have to think about it, do we want to pull out? Would it really do us any good? Do people really think that? Stephen Corum says, when we were struggling a year ago, businesses closing left, right and centre, did we receive a handout? I think we did. Peter says, yes, every penny immediately. And Phil Baran says, we should pay less or nothing until our countries are forced to have proper tax laws and the corruption within the European Parliament is looked at. You're listening to the James Well Radio Show online and on your favourite radio stations. Rob, you've been very quiet. No thoughts about the EU?
I received a handout from the EU.
Really?
Yeah.
What did you get?
I got free rates for about 5 years.
Business rates?
Business rates, yeah.
Yeah, I wonder if we could get a handout from the EU for this programme, because it's listened to across the world. So we obviously listened to in Europe as well. Shouldn't we be getting some sort of grant from the EU?
Making notes. Hang on, grant.
Good. Get on to some of the, you know, even though the commissioners are a waste of space, but we need to be in there and sort these buggers out, don't we?
Hang on a minute. We know Nigel, don't we?
Yeah, go and listen to the programme I did with Nigel. I'm not sure that he'd be very up for helping us there, but you never know.
Oh, I'll give him a ring.
You never know.
I'll phone him up later.
Yeah, phone him up and say, listen, how much money can we get off the EU?
Yeah.
You know, nobody wants to pay for anything these days. Everybody wants to get it free, don't they?
Well, maybe we could pay the $1.7 billion and then this show can get a bit of it back and it won't be so bad.
Yeah, that's a good point. Now we come on to the point of the programme where we talk about complaints, the myriad of complaints that come in every week. Rob, do you want to handle that?
We haven't had any this week.
I can't believe that.
Mr. Longbottom's disappeared.
Not even Longbottom?
No, he's gone.
Oh, I'm feeling a upset about that.
Yep, he's gone.
I thought at least we'd get some complaints from him.
Nope, nothing. Nothing. The complaints book this week is completely empty.
All right, OK. Maybe, have you been out this week? Have you done anything interesting this week or not?
I went to go and see Rachel Sage in concert.
Ah, the lovely Rachel Sage. Yeah, she was in concert with Ridian.
Yes.
Yeah, where was this where you went?
That was in Llandudno.
Llandudno.
That's the one.
Yeah, I know it well. OK, well, tell me about the concert. Give us your appraisal of the concert. What was, first of all, what was Ridian like?
Ridian is very good.
Is he?
Yeah, I sort of went there thinking I'm only really going to see Rachel Sage because it was her team that gave me some tickets. I'll just wait for that car to go by.
Well, I quite like that car. What sort of car is it?
I don't know, but it's very noisy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm. You know the Ford EcoSport that we've talked about on this programme that I've been driving for a few weeks?
Mm-hmm.
Very nice car, comes out now. It's out available for you if you want a small car that's slightly more off-road, if you like. Check out the Ford EcoSport. Next week, I'll be telling about the new Ford Cougar.
Cougar. Very good.
Cougar, yeah. Unless that's a woman. No, no, I can't.
No. So, Ridian, he's very good. Yeah. Opera. So he's singing like...
Oh, solo mio, give it to me, delicious ice cream from Sidonie. Sorry.
Yeah, very, very similar. Yeah, so we
went... la, 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 ba, ba, me, me. Sorry,
It's all right. It's your show. Do what you like.
Oh, solo mio. I always thought I've got a future as an opera singer.
Anyway, it was a very good concert. Rachel Sage played the song that we had on the show last week, which my daughter listened to the show on the way there. I thought I'd give the family a bit of education into what we're going to see.
Yeah.
And he got to the bit of the song, obviously, and my daughter kept on saying, play it again, play it again, play it again. And it was the first song she played. So that was a highlight of the evening. Apart from the other highlight of the evening was when Ridian was doing his bit. He then took a breath and then someone in the audience had one of these oxygen mask things. And all you heard was... which made everybody laugh.
Oh dear. And what sort of, did he have an orchestra, a small band? What did he have with
him? A small band, yeah. A very small band. A drummer, guitarist, bass player, and some backing singers.
Was it all opera, or did he do some contemporary music as well?
Contemporary music, but in an opera style.
Yeah. And so was he good? Did he chat to the audience between songs?
He did. He did. Chatted about... who he's sung with and, you know, all the usual stuff. We met Rachel afterwards as well.
What's she like?
She's American.
Is she? Oh, golly. You should have got an interview with her. We should have talked to her on the programme. Why didn't you do that?
Well, we still can.
Yeah. So is she in this country permanently?
No, she was over here to do the Ridian tour and she's gone back now.
And so what is what do you say? Has she got a future or...?
I like her stuff. It's different.
Mm. Yeah. Well, why don't we take time to play a bit of music from her now?
We can do. There's one we could play called... let me have a look. What's it called? Let me pick one. We could play the track English Tea from her new album Blue Roses.
English Tea. Did you read that story in the paper the other day about Susan Boyle? Oh, can't stand. Anyway, she has a rider on her contracts that she has to have some Irish tea in her dressing room.
Well, that's not too ridiculous.
No, but, you know, I mean, some people want cases of beer, champagne, puppies.
Blue M&Ms.
Oh, I love M&Ms, yeah. No, I do like M&Ms. But Rachel says, does she have no riders at all?
I don't think so. Maybe.
I wonder
maybe
what Ridian's rider is. Hair bleach, I suppose.
Yeah, he was drinking something on the stage out of a teacup.
I wonder was what he?
Yeah. Looked like he had a thermos flask on the stage. I couldn't quite see, but.
And was it busy, by the way?
Yes, it was a full house.
All right, okay. Right, okay, so shall we have Rachel Sage on singing? What was she singing?
English Tea.
English Tea. Let's listen to this.
Your tea and I'm English. Nothing else that I can do. You're cold and I'm feverish. Still I'm gonna stay. It's easier that way. I can get away from you. You're fire and I'm gas. Nothing else that I can prove. I've tried but I'm failing. Still I'm gonna stay. It's easier that way. I'll be brave some other day. You say
I'm not afraid to die.
There, that's Rachel Sage and English Tea, just because Rob got some free tickets and went in and checked her out in the concert in Llandudno with Rydian, on the tour with Rydian. Maybe we can talk to her, actually, in a week or so on the programme. Now, what was I going to talk about this time? We haven't got a guest on the show today. I was going to talk to my mate Darren Lyons, but he hasn't called in, has he?
No, he's elusive.
Yeah. Well, we'll try and do that. I've got a couple of politicians lined up, and I've also thought we ought to do some more. I quite fancy doing some more ghost hunters and people like that on the programme. So let's have a little look for some people who are making the news, shall we?
Mm.
If you want to go back through the other programmes, by the way, there's quite a nice chat we had on the show with Boy George. I already mentioned Nigel Farage. He's the man of the moment. You can hear our chat with him, plus many more. So many I can't remember now.
There's at least 40 plus people we've had on the show.
Yeah. So you can listen to those. And loads of music, of course. Lots of music. Now, talking about music, did you see that story? Robbie Williams. Is he married? Yes, it is his wife, isn't it? Robbie Williams' wife. And she's having a baby. And he's been doing his act in the delivery room while she's in labour.
Are you sure it was his act?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it was a bit of it, wasn't it? He was singing and dancing and prancing around while she's going through labour.
He was singing the song from Frozen, Let It Go. Yeah.
Let It Go. Let it Come Out. Get It Out Now.
It was quite embarrassing to watch.
Well, I didn't watch it. Did you watch it?
Yes, it's about... it's all over the social media. It's about a minute long, and it's just very embarrassing to watch.
Who put it out? He must have put it out himself.
Well, it obviously he's in it, so somebody has filmed it on their mobile phone, maybe, and they've put it out, I'd imagine.
Mm. You think it's embarrassing?
Well, he's... You know when people sing in the shower?
Yeah.
And, you know, and you'd expect more from Robbie Williams. You know, it's a bit weird.
Well, I've only seen the pictures in the papers, and I thought, I mean, I don't know, were you at the birth of your daughter?
I was.
You see, I find that all quite disgusting.
Yeah, but I wasn't down the busy end, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, but I come from those the school of thought women should go off into the woods, have the babies, dust them off and come back.
Dust them off?
You know, get all the blood and the bits off and then come back.
Right.
No. I wasn't at the birth of either of my children. I was working.
Yeah, but things are different nowadays.
I went in early afterwards just to see Mrs. W was okay and give her a kiss.
Uh-huh.
You know, but I didn't want to be there with all the screaming and the shouting and all that sort of stuff.
Oh, they knock them out these days.
Sorry?
They knock them out these days. There's no screaming and shouting.
Really?
Well,
every time I've seen them, it's always screaming and shouting and quite bad language, it has to be said.
I suppose each birth is different.
Well, I don't know. How many have you experienced?
Just the one.
Oh, well, you don't know, do you, really?
That's very true.
You know, it's not supposed to be good for a relationship.
No? Why?
Well, it's just not. You know, I mean, just put yourself in that position with your legs stuck up in the air.
Yeah.
And, you know, would you actually want people there? It's the same thing, you know, do you go to the toilet with your wife sitting in the bath?
Yes.
I don't believe it. Oh, that makes my stomach turn. That makes my stomach turn. Really?
Yeah. We have an open door policy in our bathroom.
Oh, no. Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. Oh, that's gross. That is gross.
Wow.
I'm sorry, I don't even use public toilets.
Yeah, but that's different. I wouldn't go into a public toilet, open the cubicle door, squat down and say, hey, everyone have a look. It's a bit different when it's your wife.
Oh, no, I don't want to think about it. I don't want to think about it. I mean, some blokes even video the birth and then show it to their friends.
Oh, I've seen that.
You've seen it?
Yes, I've. You know Nobby?
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, your mate Nobby.
We were around his house and he put on the birth video. He did fast forward past the bit where the camera was in the correct angle, if you know what I mean.
No, I can't. I mean, I'm sorry, but I... Oh, no. I mean, that's just too much. That is just too much. That is just disgust. You should be... Are you sure you wanted to do that?
What, be there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you rather have gone out and had a cup of tea?
I was there at the start, I was there in the middle, and I was there at the end.
You see, I think as long as you can make it for conception, you don't really need anything else, do you?
You got to go for the scans, at least.
Well, never had scans in my day. I should just point out that Rachel Sage's piece, which was, of course, called English Tea, is from the album Blue Roses and available now to download on iTunes. Very good, too. Do we sort of say hi to our friends on Talent GB? We haven't mentioned them for a while. Should we say hello to them?
Hello, everyone at Talent GB.
Yeah, very good. If you're trying to get on in the world of showbiz, check out talentgb.com. And you never know, it might be something that you could avail yourself of. It's like a showcase for new talent, isn't it?
It is. It's got lots of different people on there.
Yeah. Now, we do put out each week, this is a new feature of the programme, where I say, what would you like me to talk about this week? And you, of course, come back with all sorts of ideas. If you want to suggest things to talk about on the show, jameswhaleradio@gmail.com. Of course, you can always get in touch on Twitter at the James Whale. There is only one, after all. And you can Facebook us as well, can't you?
Yeah, facebook.com/JamesWhaleRadio.
Yeah, become a friend. Now, what do people want to talk about this week? You you read them out and I'll respond.
Okay, Kim Rogers.
Hit me with a question.
Hit you, Kim right. Rogers, here we go.
Hello, Kim.
Do you stock up for winter, James? Food, candles, etc.?
No.
Is that it?
Yeah, well okay. I get some wood in for my wood-burning stove. But cut a few trees down and I've still got some wood. But I'll go out and buy some wood if I need to. Food, well, you know, we got tins of food in. Candles, we've always got some candles in. I don't particularly go and stock up. If the weather forecast says it's going to be bad, then we might get a few bits and pieces in. But I certainly don't do all that panic buying people do. There's always a shop you can get to somewhere, isn't there?
Petrol stations are always open.
Yeah, yeah. There's a petrol station just down the road from me. I'll pop down there, get a load of Mars bars.
Or Twixes.
What could be healthier?
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Louise Vandeveld, the sex professor, has got in touch with us.
Oh, yes, Louise Vandeveld, the sex professor, yeah.
She says she wants to talk about sex and relationships and why women consider plastic surgery if they want their man to be faithful.
Why women should consider plastic surgery if they want their man to be faithful?
Mm.
I don't know. I don't think it's got anything to do with plastic surgery, has he?
Well, I suppose it depends on what the woman looks like, I suppose, doesn't it?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, you like people for more than the way they look. I mean, men are not monogamous by nature, are they, really? I mean, I don't want to upset all the women out there, but as women often tell me, Mrs. W, quite frankly, says, you know, you only see one bull with a herd of cows, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah, well, that, because the male of the species is only, you know, Mrs. W's view is, of course, well, two views. She says any woman who wants to be equal with a man lacks ambition. That's one of her thoughts. And then, quite frankly, she said, well, we'd only need a handful of men for the human race to continue. And she's probably right as well. But I don't think, Louise, women should consider plastic surgery if they want their man to be faithful. Because if their man is considering that, I don't think plastic surgery will make any difference one way or the other.
Bring a friend round.
Yeah, bring a friend round. Yeah, good idea.
That's the advice, yes.
Right.
Okay,
we should get her back on. That was cool. She was funny, wasn't she? If you want to hear Louise, then go back through our programmes and she is there somewhere.
Yep. Stuart Mitian. Wait, how would you say that?
Let me have a look. Show me.
Stuart.
Mightian. Mightian. It's yeah. Mightian. Right, go on.
Get Stuart Mightian. Are bank branches on the high street a thing of the past?
Stuart, they are. Whether you like it or not, Stuart, they are. Although, there are some that are trying to start up. I think you've got to have an enormous amount of money to be a bank, but I suppose you could start lending money in small ways. The Bank of Dave. Do you remember the Bank of Dave?
Yeah, he was on the show.
Actually, he's been on this show too, hasn't he?
Mm.
Well, yeah, we should get him back on. He's trying to do the same thing. He gets money and he only lends out what he has got, what he can afford to lend out until he gets more money in.
Best way.
But I think basically, Stuart, yes, they're a thing of the past. Okay, on we go.
Let's skip a few. Martin Brammer. Is Russell Brand the biggest loon ever let out to wander around free in society?
Yeah, I think, Martin, you're probably right. I used to find Russell Brand really funny. And then his antics with Jonathan Watts-here just left me cold, really. I mean, you know, we've all done fake phone calls and phone people up and wind them up. But I thought that phone call was just nasty. Strange, though, how Russell Brand and Jonathan Ross seem to rise, but nothing seems to touch them. But there we are. And Russell's now thinking he might throw his hat in the ring and become mayor of London. The problem is there are quite a lot of losers around who think he's funny. And if he could get them to vote for him, he could do quite well in politics. But that's up to the people. You know, if you find Russell Brand funny, great. I just think he's annoying now. I used to think when he was a bit dangerous and new and everything else, yeah, he was funny. But you can see that he's just like, you know, he's an entertainer. He's found a little niche and he's not that concerned. When you used to think he was concerned about people and you used to think he had a social conscience, I don't believe he does. Does that answer the question?
In a roundabout square sort of way, yeah. Yeah.
Good. Okay. So to answer the question, do I think he's the biggest loon around? No, I think there are bigger loons than him. He's just one of them.
Good. Tony okay. Alessi wants to talk about where...
The Alessi brothers. Do you remember the Alessi brothers had a big hit? When did the Alessi brothers... Laurie. Was the Alessi brothers hit Laurie?
I couldn't tell you. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Haven't you?
No.
And what sort of producer are you? Somebody get in touch. James Will. What was it? JamesWillRadio@gmail.com.
That's the one. Yep. Wearing earphones while walking in the street. He wants to talk about that.
Oh, do you know, I'm wearing a pair of headphones now. And people who wear headphones while walking along the street are just prats, in my view. I'm sorry, but, you know, you look ridiculous. People who wear headphones when they're cycling are just damn well dangerous. You know, when you're a cyclist and they moan nonstop about everybody else cyclists, but they never look at themselves, do they? When you're a cyclist, you need to be totally aware of what's going on, because if a car collides with you, whoever's fault it is, you on the cycle are going to come off worse. And unless you've got all your senses working, you should not be on that bike. So I think people who wear them are ridiculous.
John Butler says, should all dogs be licensed for safety reasons?
It depends. I'm not really sure that you law-abiding people would get dog licenses. And people who don't treat their dogs properly and are the sort of people we want to get rid of. I think nobody should be able to get a dog until they have proved that they can look after one properly. I don't think you should be able to sell dogs in shops. I think you should have to go somewhere else to get a dog. There's all sorts of things I think you should do. I'm not sure the license, it will be a start. It would be a start. I'm not sure how would you work that. I don't know. I like it to be there, but I don't know that it would work.
But I thought the law now is all dogs have to be microchipped. Surely that's
they
a
do.
Form of license.
Yeah, and law-abiding people microchip their dogs, but people who aren't and don't care about their dogs won't bother.
But surely the license is the chip, isn't it?
Well, no, you don't have to have it. I mean, who's going to... You can go and pick up a dog. There's an enormous amount of dog theft going on at the moment. You know, string up a couple of dog thieves, hang them from lampposts. I really don't care. I think stealing somebody's dog is the same as stealing somebody's child. People steal dogs now. Destroy families. You know, a dog is part of your family. If you have a proper relationship with a dog, if it's not part of your family, you really shouldn't have one. But no, you know, they have to be microchipped. You're right. But there is, who's going to come along and say, unless your dog gets lost, unless it's involved in something where the police are called, nobody's going to be microchipping your dog.
Well, couldn't they do campaigns like they do with camera vans, where the police carry a little scanner around with them, and any dog they see on the high street or in the park, they say, excuse me, waft the scanner, and if it doesn't go beep, that's it, you're fined.
Yeah, but all the good people who look after dogs will get them chipped.
True.
That's the problem, you know. The people who abuse animals won't be bothered, and they won't care, and they probably won't take their dogs out for a walk either. They'll just let them out of the house on their own. If they get picked up, who cares? There's nothing to trace the dog back to them.
You've got a very good point.
I know. I'm amazed myself. Right, one more. Come on,
okay.
One more.
Tim Arnold. This is quite topical. Supermarkets being anti-poppy.
What supermarkets are anti-poppy? Every supermarket I've been in has got somebody outside selling poppies.
That's the point. They're outside selling poppies because they won't allow them inside to sell poppies.
Won't they? Why?
Because they're taking up too much space.
Oh. I've not seen that. But as long as they're there on the door where they are selling poppies, I think that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a problem with that. Unless there are supermarkets who don't want people selling poppies. The problem with, the reason that poppies are bought is so that there's money being raised to help the ex-servicemen and their families who've been injured and the families of those who've been killed, so that there is some sort of money to help them, because we as a country do not look after our ex-servicemen and women as well as we should. So I support it for that. I don't support this whole religious stuff that goes on, you know, lest we forget and all that, because we don't forget. I mean, we do forget. We don't, you know, we've not stopped fighting wars ever since man learned how to make a bow and arrow or a spear. We're still fighting, and we fight continually. So there's my thoughts on those, and please keep your ideas coming in, something you want to hear us talk about. What's the address, Rob?
JamesWhaleRadio@gmail.com, or go to our Facebook site, which is facebook.com/JamesWhaleRadio.
Yeah, I'm sorry we couldn't get to them all, but that was just a little taste of what we can do. And don't forget, if you are a new listener to the program, there are loads and loads of the show that you can hear. Nearly 60, apparently.
Almost.
Is that right?
Yeah. 58.
Okay. And finally, what about Tech Talk? Now, that's something we do each week on this program, because one of the benefits of having Rob as a producer, and there aren't very many of them, it has to be said, is that he knows about techie stuff. So each week we give him a couple of minutes to talk tech.
This week, it's all about translation.
Yeah, go on then. I'm listening. I haven't fallen asleep yet.
Okay. You know, on your phone, or on most people's phones,
yeah,
you can download an app now which you use your camera and you can point it at a road sign or a menu, and it will translate whatever language it is back into whatever language you want.
Really?
Yeah.
So, on mine?
Yep, like even on yours. Yeah, you just go to a restaurant, hold up the menu and go, oh, I don't understand any of this. It's all in French. Hold the camera up and it'll translate the menu for you, and you can read it in English.
Is that an app?
It's an app, yep.
What's it called?
The one I've been playing with is called World Lens.
Yeah.
So that's very good. It works with road signs, train stations, anything you like. Just hold the camera up. As long as it can read it on the screen, it'll translate it for you.
How much?
Free.
Oh, how do I download that onto my phone then?
Well, if you're an Apple person, you would go to the App Store and search for World Lens. And if you're on Android, you would go to the Google Play Store.
All right, well, I must do that.
Yeah.
Because that could be useful, couldn't it?
It's very useful. And keeping with the theme of, because we obviously broadcast to the universe now,
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. I've
Hi, Mars. How are all our listeners on Mars today? Want to say hello. I was at a do in Chelmsford on a couple of nights ago to a Future of Radio talk which I was hosting. And lots of people now say that very rarely pick up their radio programs on a radio. You know, a lot of people have got, if we talk about headphones, not when you're cycling, please. And they'll be listening on the train. They'll be listening to the download of this in all kinds of places. And even live radio shows that I'm involved in doing for various radio stations, which if you're picking this up on your local favorite community or commercial radio station, I won't go into. But when I'm doing my live radio shows each day, lots of people record those and listen to them at different times.
Yep.
You know, which doesn't necessarily show up in the ratings. So all the ratings have got to be re-looked at, because of the way radio is now consumed. I don't know what that had to do with what you were talking about, but there we are. And hi to everybody at the Ideas Festival in Chelmsford in Essex, who I met earlier.
Very good. So, yeah, back to the universe. I've got some translation tech for people who want to learn different languages from the universe.
What different languages from the U? Well, what are you talking about? Have you been taking magic mushrooms again or something?
Well, being a Jedi, I got one on how to speak Wookiee.
There's no such language, you numpty.
Of course there is. For example...
there is no such language as Wookiee.
This one is for when you're in a meeting and you want to say, I'm on board with this strategy, so I'll play you that. Here we go. What about
that's my dog? You've recorded my dog.
What about when you, for example, if I was seeing the Ridian concert with my friend Chewbacca, he would say, "I love this band," and it would sound like this. See? What about at the mall? You could say to someone, "You look fabulous." This one. There you go.
I think you need to go and have a rest.
At the restaurant, are you going to eat that?
No. Oh, now that's enough. I can't stand anymore. I've got a cold curry in the fridge I'm going to go and eat.
Why cold?
I love it cold. It's better cold. I did a whole thing on my radio show the other day about that. Cold food. You know one of my favourite cold foods? Cold lamb chops dipped in a bit of mint sauce.
Ooh.
Listen, time to go. Thank you very much indeed for joining us. Here's, again, jameswellradio.co.uk. Check out the website, check out the shop, and tell your friends to join us right here, right now.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to the James Whale Radio Show. For more information, visit www.jameswhaleradio.co.uk. Why not check us out on facebook.com/JamesWhaleRadioShow or follow James on Twitter @TheJamesWhale. James Whale, the voice of reason.